When you need advice, come to Ben and Kelly. It's group therapy on 99.7 DJX.
All right, good morning, Chrissy.
Good morning.
Hey, thanks for allowing us to chat with you about what you messaged us. Tell us what's going on.
So basically, my friend has been very divided over this situation, and like they don't know what to think, so I figured I'd ask the experts, you guys, of course.
The experts, I like that.
That's us.
Okay. Well, I've been dating this guy for like a few weeks now, and I really, really like him a lot. He basically checks every single one of my boxes, you know.
Uh-huh. Sure, great.
Like, it just feels, yeah, I feel like we've known each other forever, and we have a lot of the same interests, and he'll even, like, sit down and watch rom-coms with me, which is a huge bonus.
Oh, that's a big plus.
Nice.
Yeah. But I don't know. Like, I just feel like we click, and I was really feeling like this could go somewhere. But recently, he asked me to be his date to a party that his friend was throwing for him.
Okay.
And, yeah, I asked him what the occasion was. He told me that it was a going-away party.
Oh, okay. For him?
Yeah. Yes, a going away party for him. Like, that's
is he moving?
Literally how I found out. Apparently, that's how I found out that he's got to relocate for his job.
Oh.
Like, yeah. Far away or?
Dang. Yes. Yes. Like 1,500 miles.
Oh, away. Gosh.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
So this isn't like just to Lexington.
No. No, it's like way, way out.
What's he do?
He's in finance.
Does he have 6'5", brown eyes?
not quite. Not quite. But I'm not that particular.
Okay.
I just don't know what to do. Like, I'm supportive of him on one hand because I know he really loves does for work.
Uh-huh.
And his manager apparently wants him to go head up this new department at their other office. But I don't know. I feel like totally blindsided by this. And I honestly thought it was a really weird way to find out that the guy that I was falling for is moving like halfway across the country.
I get that. That is kind of bizarre that he didn't give you a heads up about that.
Yeah. Yeah. And honestly, like what me and my friends have been talking about up until now, like what we've had has felt super genuine.
Uh-huh.
But now I can't help wondering if he was just like using me until he had to leave, you know?
Yeah.
So,
and so he hasn't mentioned it to you at all about like, if
no,
he wants this, to continue.
Was,
okay.
Well, it was, I mean, he's said little things like it's not a big deal, you know, like, oh, we can keep, but he just doesn't sound like, I don't know. He doesn't seem to think it's as serious of an issue as I do, which kind of concerns me.
So
you know?
I will give you a little glimmer of hope. Now, granted, the distance was only about 250 miles as opposed to 1,500 miles. But my wife and I had started dating, back in the day. And then I relocated for my job in radio, like 250 miles away. And we continued to date long distance until eventually, you know, kind of getting married. And then we converged in on the
Did
same
you
city.
Tell her though before they had a little goodbye lunch or something for you?
Well, I did tell her all about, and I she was a part of the process of me interviewing and you
okay
know.
So she even knew you were looking for a job.
Yes.
And that might take you away.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, so yeah. I guess that is a little bit different than Chrissy.
That's the biggest thing I think that we're all bothered and that you're bothered about too, Chrissy, is the fact that
right.
Why didn't he clue
why
you
did he
into
wait
the
to
fact
tell me? Yeah.
That, yes, that might be a possibility. Yeah.
Yeah.
So, well, we've got several people that are already like checking in via text with maybe next steps. I can understand you're feeling like some sort of way about this whole thing. Are you wanting to try to make this work long distance? I'm assuming it sounds like you are.
Well, that's the thing is like, I feel like it felt very real what we had. And I feel like if he would have told me in advance that this was a thing, I would have felt like that. But now I just feel like a little on the fence because I'm like, when was he planning on telling me?
Right.
I don't know. I just feel like a little suspicious about it.
I got
right.
it. So got
I don't
it.
Know.
And right. I know it's weird because it's really early.
Yeah.
So I and maybe that's why he didn't really know how to handle it the best way. Yeah.
Right.
I get that. All right. Well, Chrissy, I mean, good luck. We're going to try to at least give you some pointers where you can go with this and keep us posted on what happens.
Okay. I will.
All right. And one thing I just occurred to me, if they've only been dating for a few weeks, the wheels were in motion for this when they started.
I feel like it was. I'm not sure this would have been something they just would have sprung on him like a couple days ago.
Right.
And
so,
then he jumped at it.
So he should have been forthcoming at the jump where he's like, hey, you know, I really like you. FYI, you know, in a few weeks, I'm going to be moving for my job. They're transferring me to whatever city. Right.
Well, maybe he was afraid it would ruin it if he said that from the beginning. But Lisa's just like, yeah, you should have mentioned this at the jump. No way. Get out. This is selfish and childish on his part.
Mm.
Trina says a few weeks. He's moving 1,500 miles away. Girl, you're a fling before he leaves. That's it. He's just not that into you. Rom-com reference. All the signs are clearly there. Move on now before you get hurt even more.
Yeah, it sounds kind of like she was there for the moment, and now things are going to just go on their way.
That is so devastating, though. Like, she really thought, okay.
Yeah, and that's...
this guy could be something.
Yeah, that kind of did
this
her dirty, too.
Yeah.
What's your thought? Has this happened to you, and what happened? All right, 502-795-1997. We'd love to hear your story with this. Coming up, we'll take those. Maybe give Chrissy a glimmer of hope, or at least direction.
I feel like we're poo-pooing on her all right now. It's really bad.
I know. So we spoke to our listener, Chrissy, who just started dating a great guy, then got invited to a going away party for him. Everything changed when she learned he was relocating 1,500 miles away for a job.
Yeah, that's how she found out. He didn't, like, give her a heads up. And she, one of the things she mentioned that, you know, she loved about him is that he loved watching rom-coms with her. So Justin rolling in saying, she's just a girl standing in front of a boy, asking him to love her. Love all the lines from
reference.
Rom-coms. People are tossing out at her.
Amanda
it's not
says,
helping now.
Just go to the party with him. Let him know how you feel. Let him go. Stay friends if you want to. Talk, maybe text or whatever. Maybe he'll come back. Maybe it'll go so well you'll want to go to him. If you guys both agree, it doesn't necessarily have to be completely the end. But definitely weird that he didn't say anything. Guys are weird, though, so... I agree. Guys are a little weird, though.
They're a little weird and probably wasn't the best at figuring out how to navigate that. Jessica said he could have been looking for a fling before the move, but he could also be genuine and just didn't expect to meet anybody before he left and didn't know how to tell her. There's really no way to know without asking him directly. But ultimately, if she isn't ready to potentially move with him or for him at some point, then none of this would really matter anyway.
Yeah,
something
how crazy.
Tells me he likely wasn't looking for anything serious, though.
How crazy would it be if you were just all of a sudden, all right, well, I'm going to move there, too. Like,
yeah,
a guy you just met a few weeks ago, things could be. I mean, what a leap that would be. And it might be interpreted as a little cuckoo.
Right. Absolutely. And Liz is wondering, too, were they officially dating?
Yeah, it could just be a casual thing.
Yeah, so. Have you had that conversation yet? Or did you just feel like it was moving towards that?
I feel like I need, or we need some sort of expert to weigh in on this. Thank goodness Andrew the Love Doctor is on the phone.
You got one. You got one right here, baby.
All right. So what's your take on this?
He knew in advance he was going. He should have said something in the very beginning. You guys are 100% correct. I don't know if he's necessarily not that into her, but he doesn't have the same feeling and emotion about it being a super hot connection like she does.
Yeah.
I don't know if she was being used or if she was filler or what the case might be. No, she's dodging a bullet here, because if he's going to keep something like that from her, he's going to keep something more secretive, more important down the road. She just needs to let it go. She needs to be gone from him. He did not do her very well with that. He should have been forthright, like Ben said, from the beginning, period, the end. There's no expectations on her end up to this point, but now there should be. Now, he should have been forthcoming in the beginning.
Andrew the Love Doctor, what if she gave him a cassette tape of Bonnie Raitt's I Can't Make You Love
Listen,
Me?
Listen, why are you throwing? I feel attacked. I feel attacked.
Would that make a difference?
I can tell you it will not.
Then that's a negative, Ghost Rider. No.
All right, just fine. Hypothetically, of course.
But what if, playing devil's advocate, what if he really was blindsided, this wasn't in the works for a while, and he knew that she was someone that he just couldn't let go, and then he didn't know how to break it to
maybe. Not the case.
Maybe.
Yeah. If they just sprung it on him, that would be something still you would mention to her right away.
Right away.
If you had any feeling or connection to her whatsoever when you met her,
that's true.
Mention it right away, saying, hey, here's the deal. How you feel about it? Absolutely.
Dang it, I hate it when you're right.
Andrew the Love Doctor, thank you as always, buddy.
Keep on loving, guys.
Got a message from Jen who says, the communication in this situation is abysmal. Huge red flag.
I mean, okay. Ginger says he's either using you for arm candy until he leaves, or he's accustomed to traveling for work and is expecting your relationship to go long distance. Either way, you need to communicate honestly with him and see what his intentions are. He led you unknowingly into this situation, and if nothing else, he needs to be open with you now.
Amanda texts in and says, I think she needs to do what Ben says and just say, all right, I'll move. Just to see what he says and then update us. Oh, so we're moving? All right.
Okay. Okay, great. Well, do you want me to go ahead and start looking for a house?
Yeah, I'll go ahead and start packing.
Okay. That's kind of awkward. I don't have a lot of notice to tell my job, but okay, babe. Okay. I'm so excited
all right,
for you.
Great. Us. So excited for us.
Okay. Now, Lisa says, I feel like we're trying to give him a little bit of a pass on this. Whether it was a fling or a relationship, he should have told her.
Yeah.
The choice was hers to decide if she wanted to waste weeks of her life.
All right. So I think the writing's on the wall. The majority of everyone is saying, hey, look, maybe this is a natural break, and what you think may have been something great may not just be that. And
it doesn't feel like a good thing that he decided to spring it on you, that, hey, come to my going away party.
Yeah, that's...
By the way, I'm
like
moving.
That. Don't like that. All right. Well, hey, good luck. Keep
now
us posted.
Listen, the rom-com heart in me wants this to work out and him be like...
I can make you love me.
I'm really into you and I didn't want to end it. And let's go the distance.
Your eyes. The light, the heat in your eyes.
Yes, he'll be standing outside her window holding up a boombox.
All right. Yes. Anyways, that's group therapy.